Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second half of the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Let's resume our exclusive interview with Soyo Oka. If you're just joining us, Miss Oka composed the music for many games at Nintendo, including Super Mario Kart, Pilot Wings, and the Super Nintendo version of SimCity. What music do you listen to?
Emma. 昔から今もクラシックやジャズは好きなので普通に聴いてます。で、昔よりも
Well, I have always liked classical music and jazz, so I still listen to them. I'm a publisher of a music instructional book in Japan, and when I revise the book, I have to replace popular songs with new ones.And since I have to copy them by ear, I sometimes fall in love with the artist and listen to other songs by them.
出版させていただいてるんですけども、本の改訂の時に、流行りの歌の曲を差し替え作業があるんですね。で、その時に、そのまま、やっぱり、耳コピーをしなきゃいけないので、そのアーティストが好きになって、他の曲持って聴いてしまうっていうこともあります。で、最近は、ちょっと昔のミュージシャンの YMO もね、聞いたりしてましたね。
How did you become involved with composing music for Nintendo?
あ、これは、普通に就職活動で。
It was the summer of my fourth year at university, and I was looking for a job. I took an employment examination and received a job offer.
で、内定をいただいたっていう流れです。
Please tell us about the scoring process behind the game Super Mario Kart. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved? What were your experiences? I would love to hear your memories of working on that soundtrack.
私は、スーパーマリオカートに関しましては作曲で音色サンプリング効果音を、担当して制作させていただきました。で、後輩の坂東太郎くんっていう人が、サウンドプログラミングで効果音を担当という感じです。
For Super Mario Kart, I was in charge of composition, tone sampling, and sound effects. And my junior, Taro Bando, was in charge of sound programming and sound effects. I'd never seen a go-kart like that before, but I'd seen pictures of it and thought it looked cute and toy-like when driven by a grown man.And since the characters in the game were supposed to be Mario and his friends, I thought it wouldn't be a good fit for an exciting rock band. I knew that rock music would not be a good fit. But after talking with the director, we decided that we wanted something with a cheerful groove, so we decided to go with a Latin style.
ロックは合わないんだろうなとは思ってました。で、確かディレクターさんとお話をして、明るいこうノリのいいものがいいよねっていうことで、でラテン風で行こうみたいなことが多分早い段階で方向性が決まってたので、私は非常に作りやすかったかなと思います。
Please tell us about the scoring process behind the game SimCity for the Super Nintendo. I have fond nostalgic memories of playing this game with family. Where in the process do you, as a composer,become involved in a project like this. What were your experiences with this project? I would love to hear your memories of working on that soundtrack as well.
SimCity も随分昔の話なので、担当ディレクターとどういう話をしたかっていうのは、ちょっとこっちは記憶にあまりないんですけれども、でも、すごく自由に作曲をさせて
Well, SimCity was a long time ago.So I don't remember much about what kind of discussion I had with the director in charge of SimCity, but I remember that I was very free to compose the music. The game is a process of quietly and calmly building a city, so I think we aimed to create ambient music that would not call attention to itself and would not distract the audience. I remember that rhythm instruments appeared only after the city becomes a metropolis.And as the city gradually grew from a village to a megalopolis, the music grew with it, gradually becoming more and more complex. But in fact, in addition to the main melody, there was a simple village or city melody in the background of the music. I had actually put in different melodies in the background of the songs from the village and city stages. I thought this would help create a sense of unity, but it didn't really stand out. And now I wonder if I could have come up with some ideas for variations of the same melody in a more noticeable way.
入れてたんですね。入れてたんですけども、まあ、それでなんか自分なりに統一感を出せればいいなと思ってたんですけど、あんまり目立ってなくて、あのもうちょっと。
You recently released a new album titled Loop 816. Can you tell us about this album?
数年前から、まあ、オールドゲームに類似するような BGM の依頼が来るように、なってきました。で、あのゲームを作っているところとか、チップチューンを意識したアルバムを制作しているところなど、まあ、いろいろございました。で、そのうちの一方は、数年前当時、キャラクター関係の企画をされていたんですけれども、まあ、やはり音楽もオールドゲーム系ということで、あの依頼されて、まあ、数曲ね、あの。
A few years ago, I started getting requests on blogs for music similar to what was in the old games, and there were various companies that were making games with that musical style or producing chiptune albums, etc.One of the companies was working on a character-related project a year ago, and they asked us to produce music for an old-school game. And we produced each song and presented it to them. However, after that, there seemed to be various troubles, such as with the commercial rights of the character being taken away for some reason, and it could not be used. The character was a cute bear named Otakakuma,And he was the mascot for a company called, well, Pocket Vision. And Mr. Shimatsu-san helped me a lot with the production of the album. When I was in my 20s, I was making 8-bit music for Nintendo in the early days of the company, but I was very inexperienced. I'd like to continue this kind of activity in the future. Whenever I have a new song, I'll let you know on Twitter. So I would appreciate it.If you would follow me on Twitter.
なんかむしろ若い皆さんの方が、あの、エキスパートなんではないのかしらと思ったりもするんですけれども。
Is there anything you would like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
まあ、任天堂っていうと、私にとっては、まあ、かなりの過去のお話なんですよね。で、まあ、数々の大ヒット作品に関わらせていただいたわけなんです
けども。Well, Nintendo was a long time ago for me.It is a story of the past. I was involved in many big hits, and I thought I was very lucky to be involved in such a great game. At the time, there was no internet, and I had no idea what the reaction to the background music would be. So I had no idea what to expect. If I could go back in time, I'd like to tell the me at the time what would happen to me if I could time leap.Thank you very much to all of you.
あの私にですね、まあ、タイムリープすることができるんだったら、まあ、こんなことになったわよっていうのをね、まあ、ちょっと教えてあげたいなっていうのはちょっと最近思ったりしてます。あの皆さん本当にありがとうございます。
Thank you again, Miss Oka, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Right now, I'm excited to share with you some great music from Soyo Oka's latest album titled Loop 816. Right now from that album, here's Loop 8A.
Hi, I'm Soyo Oka, and you are listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Thank you.
An extensive playlist of all the great music you're hearing tonight just by heading on over to jpopexchange.net. You've been listening to great music from Soyo Oka's album Loop 816. Right now from that album, here's Loop 16A. We'll be right back.
Don't stop believing in yourself. It's up to you, not up to me. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. もし淡々狙いは一つ一番眩しく輝く真の勝者の Standing strong, I took a right from wrong. You never come undone. You waited all your life, and here makes no move. Oh, yeah. その時世界が止まって見えた。Don't stop believing in yourself. It's up to you, not up to me. Hey, hey.
Here on the J-Pop Exchange, you've just been listening to DSBIY, courtesy of Monkey Magic. And as you probably guessed if you had a chance to hear the song, that abbreviation stands for Don't Stop Believing in Yourself. The J-Pop Exchange will be right back.